I have a number of friends who call themselves either theistic evolutionist or they call themselves evolutionary creationist. And by that they mean that they believe that God has created, but he used evolution as the means of creation. Many times whenever I talk to them, I realize that they are well-meaning, they're well-intentioned, and they are wanting to seek out the truth. So I make no accusations against what is going on in their heart. However, I would point out that Scripture itself would be very difficult to reconcile with an evolutionary creationist paradigm or worldview. The Bible tells us that Adam and Eve were real people created by God, and that God created Adam out of the dust of the ground, and that he created Eve out of the rib of Adam. That seems to me to be very difficult to reconcile with evolutionary creationism. So, if, scientifically speaking, evolutionary theory is not necessary, and there are many times that we see that there are evidences in nature of discontinuities in the tree of life, and there seem to be plenty of evidences of times in which there is direct divine action, in which the best explanation is the activity of God to explain how it is that these life forms suddenly appeared in the geological column. I think that the best thing to say is that God has involved himself in the world over the eons of time, and at these times God has acted miraculously and supernaturally, and this is the best way to understand the creation of Adam and Eve. And so I say to my friends who are evolutionary creationists, take a look at the facts, take a look at the evidence again, also see what Scripture say, and please, as a believer, make sure you do not put one in conflict with the other, because we believe that God who has revealed himself in Scripture is also the God who has acted in nature, and these two are never in conflict.